Do you ever feel like you are fighting for financial knowledge? Well, now you can get it at no cost or obligation. You can get a copy of our hot off the press 401k survival guide or take advantage of a complimentary consultation valued at over $999. Call Mark Giles and the team at EFS Group, 712-560-0360. That's 712-560-0360. This episode of Mark on Money is brought to you by EFS Group for all your retirement needs. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Mark Giles or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
On today's show, for many Americans saving for retirement, it's not on the front burner, so to speak. If that's you, we've got some signs that you'll probably want to avoid and some tips that'll help you be successful.
And now,
live from the heart of Sioux City,
Mark on Money with your host, Mark Giles.
The key is having a plan in place, knowing what you're going to do.
A place where your retirement questions are answered.
You could be putting tens of thousands in jeopardy.
You'll get the latest news on 401ks and retirement planning.
It can make a profound difference with what you can and can't afford in retirement.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place.
Welcome in
to Mark on Money.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and this is Mark on Money with Mark Giles. Mark, of course, certified financial planner. He's a fiduciary. He's got 30-plus years in the business. You'll find him at EFS Wealth Management. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Not too much. Just waiting for spring to show up.
Oh, man, aren't we all?
Yeah, and so, you know, it'll be here. You know, the days are getting longer and the sun is getting stronger and
the snow is getting, less and less of it.
Yeah, I talked to somebody, a couple weeks ago when it was below zero. And I said, hopefully by the end of March, we'll be out on the golf course.
Yeah, boy, that'll be nice.
We'll see. I would think sometime, maybe, hopefully, by the end of March, at least once. Might have to drive to Omaha to go golfing, but see how that works out.
Are you excited about putting together some golf tournaments this year? You think you're going to be able to make that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a charitable golf event every year, and this will be our, I think last year would have been our 12th golf tournament that we would have done. And what we do is we partner with a local charity to raise money. The last one that we partnered with was Partners for Patriots. And we were actually able to raise enough money at the golf tournament to buy a service dog for a disabled vet.
That's fantastic.
And that was pretty cool. The coolest part was we got to meet the dog and we got to name the dog. And so that was kind of fun.
That's very cool. Well, I hope things go well for you this year, too.
Yeah. You know, I think the golf tournament will be no big deal. We do a big car show, too. And that one might be pushed back till probably August is, I think, when we're looking at doing that. And hopefully by then the pandemic is pretty much over.
In the rearview mirror, as they say.
Right. Yeah, I heard yesterday or the day before that Pfizer and Moderna said they'll have enough vaccine in the distributed anyway by the end of July in the U.S. to vaccinate our entire population. So that's a pretty positive.
That's a big deal.
And so that's why you saw the stock market just kind of, hit all-time highs, because the stock market, remember, it's a forward-looking indicator of what they're expecting 6 to 12 months down the road. You're seeing airline stocks and your retail stocks and all those stocks kind of take off. And then, of course, you're seeing Bitcoin go the other way.
Right.
But what we're talking about today is, you know, if retirement savings isn't on the front burner, or maybe you know it should be, but you just haven't paid a whole lot of attention to it, we want to talk about some things that you don't want to do and some things that you do want to do.
Right.
And one of the things that you don't want to do is you don't want to look for a quick retirement fix. People think, I'm behind the curve. I need to be more aggressive with their money. And so they start chasing investment returns, you know, or looking for the next Bitcoin or penny stock that's going to make them rich overnight.
GameStop.
Yep. And I can tell you from 30 plus years of experience is, you know, I have not ever seen that happen. And so that's looking at thousands of individuals. Of course, you hear about the ones that it does happen to. And they highlight that. What they don't show is the people that end up losing everything. And sometimes they highlight those things too. But what I do know is I had a buddy of mine that worked for TD Ameritrade. And so he got to see, you know, thousands of people's accounts. And he said, invariably, the people that did make, you know, big returns, you know, maybe they, you know, bought Lucent or Virgin Galactic at its IPO and made, you know, or Tesla, and they're up 1,000% on that particular trade. What they end up doing is they end up taking the profits from it, rolling into another one, you know, basically doubling down. So it's like playing blackjack, and, you know, you're basically doubling your bet every time. And what happens, he said, eventually is they end up losing everything that they had gained. And he's seen it time and time again. Very seldom did he say that people actually were able to grow their account successfully over time. And all you're doing really is you're just enhancing your risk. So the volatility is huge. Losses are major when they do happen when you're doing stuff like that. And it just doesn't, there is no quick fix to planning for retirement. And so what you can do is you can create a plan and look at, well, how can I save money successfully, you know, or how can I live within my means? And, you know, some people will talk about in the second half of the show don't even know they have enough money to actually retire and do what they want to do.
Right.
But looking for a quick fix is not a good plan.
Folks, if you want to get a head start, it's 712-560-0360. Mark would love to hear from you. So, yeah, a quick fix, you don't want that. And I think some folks, as they get into retirement, they just start pulling out of their retirement funds willy-nilly, and that isn't a good successful plan either.
No, it's spending without a plan. You know, another sign that you'll never retire is if you're spending your income as soon as it comes in. You know, you just can't do that. You can't look at it as, you know, I can spend 100% of my income. You've got to look at it as, you know, what can I spend and what do I need to set aside? And, you know, the stories that, you know, I can tell you about the people that did not, you know, have a set aside amount because their philosophy was, well, I want to enjoy life now and I want to, you know, do this or do that and buy this. And, you know, my folks, they died in their, you know, my dad died at 57 or, you know, they died at 70 and they didn't live past 72 or, you know, so they say, well, that's why I'm taking my Social Security early and I'm not worried about it. But here's one thing that is very important to remember is psychologically wise, your brain can't actually comprehend your future self. It's very hard for you to do that. But if you picture yourself at 75 and you are running out of money in 2 years and you are super healthy yet, that's not a very good place to be in.
Oh, no, that's frightening.
You know, getting old is hard enough, but being old and poor is even worse. And so you've got to look at that future and you got to figure out how can I avoid that happening? And one of the things that I can say, and it's different for everybody, but one of it is pay your debts off. You know, don't accumulate credit card debt. Don't buy cars on payments. Yes, your home, absolutely. You're not going to be able to buy a house or afford a house without taking out a mortgage for 99% of people. But a house is good debt. Anything that depreciates in value is what we call bad debt. You don't want to borrow money for something that does not appreciate. That is just a good general rule of thumb. And so what I see is people that end up in retirement without any debt end up successfully navigating that retirement minefield and being successful and enjoying retirement. The people that end up retiring with debt, and it's not because of the fact that the debt that they have is bad, but usually the debt is a symptom of a underlying problem. And the problem is that, you know, they're not controlling their spending. They're not able to have a plan to eliminate that debt. And so that continues on into retirement, and the same symptoms and the same conditions apply, and they end up more than likely running out of money in retirement. Not all the time, but I'm just saying from all the things that I've seen, the people that end up retiring with debt end up struggling through retirement.
Right.
And so if you can figure out how to manage debt, you're usually doing other things correctly too.
Sure. Well, and again, but that's the kind of thing where, you know, maybe they just need a little nudge, and that's something that you can help them with.
Right. And, you know, just utilizing some tools. And we do this, you know, I've taught this, you know, in various classes over my career of really how to not budget, but control your spending. And it's not something that you have to count every, you know, penny and nickel that you have. It's not that complicated to set up a budget no matter what your income is and just control what you're currently bringing in and what you're currently doing. You know, I've seen people that have, you know, have averaged, you know, low, and I would say low income individuals compared to high income individuals, and the low income individuals are actually able to save more and accumulate more money than somebody that makes 2 to 3 times as much money as what they do, because they've got a better control over how they spend and what they're saving, and they had a plan in place, and they made savings a priority. Where the people that had 2 to 3 times income probably thought, well, we're making lots of money. We don't have to worry about saving it because we'll be able to do that later. We'll just, you know, adjust our income, and, you know, and that never happens.
Sure.
And,
well,
you know, years
think...
go by and by and by, and they're just not able to accumulate money, or not at least accumulate money to maintain their standard of living. And then they've got your standard of living, where you got an expensive house, expensive cars, expensive everything, and you enter into retirement. And it's a rude awakening that you can't continue doing what you were doing.
Well, you said this earlier, but it's a mindset that helps get you there. And you just have to get into that mindset of saving and living with, you know, within your means and all of those things.
Right. And it's pretty tough to do. But once you're there, it's just like any other habit. You know, it takes 30 days to form a habit is what they say. And when it comes to saving money, I'd say it takes about 6 months to form that habit, because there's so many things that can occur that you know, you have to be aware of and take care of during that period of time. But
interesting.
Yeah, consistently, it does work.
And again, I mean, your experience, obviously, when you say it takes about 6 months to sort of get in that saving habit and to make it like it's just routine, that makes sense, because it's a big deal to shift that far for a lot of folks.
Yeah, and the number one thing is just to be organized. That is the key to being successful financially, is organization. So whether it's organizing your financial statements, knowing what your net worth is, reviewing that on an annual basis, knowing what all your benefits are, knowing where you're spending your money, knowing, you know, what's coming in, what's going out, what your taxes are, you know, making sure you're maximizing retirement account savings. Just having an organized plan is the most important thing. And remember, only 1 out of 4 people, Steve, have a written plan. So the other 75% of people are just flying by the seat of their pants. And that's not a good thing to do, because I'll tell you, you know, the past 30 years have gone by in a heartbeat.
And oh, my gosh,
it goes by quickly.
They do.
And, you know, you try to explain that to people that, hey, a 10-year investment time horizon isn't that long. That'll go past quickly. Maybe the last year has gone by really slow for a lot of people, but, you know, it's going to accelerate back up here, and time's going to go by quick.
Absolutely. And again, the thing is, Mark, is it takes that first step, and don't procrastinate. And it just takes that first step. Give you a call. Come on in, sit down, and just have that conversation and get yourself on that right path.
Yeah, we're just a phone call away, just a visit, 712-560-0360. And also, you can submit your questions to me online, mark@EFS4U.com. That's my email. It's just like our website, which is EFS4U.com. So EFS4U.com is our website. You can go there. There's lots of great information on there. You can ask a question on that website. You can listen to past radio shows. All good information on there, and it talks about what we do in terms of retirement planning. So looking forward to hearing from you with a question, a conversation. You know, we're getting close to this pandemic hopefully being over, and we'll see you in the office soon.
712-560-0360. You'll get that comprehensive financial review, but most importantly, you'll have that roadmap. It's the guide that we talk about, that plan that can really help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 712-560-0360. Again, 712-560-0360.
When we come back, easy ways to get into and stay in the saving habit.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking when and if there's ever a panic, even during a correction or a mild recession. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from pitfalls. Get in touch with Mark on Money's Mark Giel, 712-560-0360, 712-560-0360.
We're back on Mark on Money. It's with Mark Giels. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Mark, of course, certified financial planner, 30-plus years in the business, EFS Wealth Management. We talk about it every week, and we were talking about this in the last segment. Thought it might be interesting to sort of dig a little deeper into that whole savings habit and that, you know, that mindset of saving and just how much of a difference that can make in, you know, our later years.
Yeah, and when it comes to saving for retirement, we often hear that we need at least $1 million. That may be, but, you know, in some cases, it isn't.
Right.
And so we're going to talk a little bit more about the number and how to get there and some strategies to, you know, make that number create more income. Because remember, in retirement, it's not about the number that you have on your net worth statement. It is the amount of income that you can generate from that number and sustain it over your retirement. So sustainability of income is so important, and knowing what that number is that will create that income. Because here's what a lot of people forget. So, you know, I've got people that walk in the office and you know, they've got, I would say, an average net worth, and they're like, yeah, we don't have a terrible lot of money. A good one would be I met with a minister, well, a retired minister, I should say, because he was a minister and now he's doing something else in his early 60s. Still does some preaching part time, but you know didn't have a huge net worth, didn't have anywhere close to $1 million. And like, yeah, we really don't have a lot of money, and you know they were kind of sheepish about it. And when I did their retirement plan, I said, you know, you might not have a lot of money on paper, but, you know, he had a $4,000 a month pension that he was entitled to when he reached his 65th birthday, which was just in a few years from the retirement minister's fund. And I said, well, $4,000 a month, that's like having $1 million in an investment portfolio today. That's 4%. And so if you had $1 million, what would you draw off of it? And, you know, the general rule of thumb is 4%. I'll argue that that's not really a good rule of thumb to use because it's not about a percentage. But if you use that rule of thumb, you know, that's a 4.8% distribution off of $1 million guaranteed for life. And then, you know, so I said, look, there's $1 million right there. You know, if you had to convert it to cash and said, hey, what do you want? Do you want, you know, $48,000 a year in income, or do you want $1 million written out to you? Well, those two things aren't a whole lot different. And then when you look at Social Security and you say, well, Social Security is going to provide X. So if Social Security provides another $2,000-$3,000 a month for that couple, well, there's another, you know, million, you know, or so dollars that is, you know, basically there if you compared it to what does it take to create that amount of income. So when you think about things from that standpoint, Steve, it's not about the number, it's about what that income is, and kind of goes back to our first segment of, you know, what are you going to spend? How much are you going to spend in retirement? What are you spending now? So, you know, all those questions can make a big difference.
One of the things that I've learned certainly in talking with you is that really, and you just said it right there, that income is the key to a successful retirement. And it's got to be that you know, recurring income, and that's how you can really help us get to where we need to be, whether we've got $1 million or $300,000, right?
Right. And, you know, I talk with people too, you know, our retirement philosophy and our retirement strategy that was, you know, that we utilized 25 years ago was similar to what it is today in that we segmented money, but collecting Social Security versus delaying Social Security made a difference because we were in a fairly decent interest rate environment. So interest rates were quite a bit higher. So, I mean, you could take your cash and you could earn 5, 6%, 7% on it in a money market account, a CD, a bond portfolio. And what you got for deferring your Social Security, yes, it's lifetime income, but the deferral increased your Social Security by about 6 to 7% prior to full retirement age and 8% thereafter. Whereas today, you're making zero on cash. The bond market is in a huge bubble and could produce almost no returns going forward. And so you're looking at, you know, what's the safest way to produce income? Is it to take Social Security early and let your money sit in the bank earning zero? Or is it to spend your money in your bank, let your Social Security grow at 8% per year or 6%, depending upon how old you are? Those are the questions that are so important to, in this environment, ask. And things change. You know, 3 years ago, things were a little bit different than what they are today. And 3 years from now, they'll be a little bit different too. But it's just simply about looking at the math, looking at what you have, looking at the type of risk that you want to take. And, you know, if you're looking at what the amount is that's on your balance sheet, that's not really the right number to look at. It's what all of your assets together, pensions, cash, rental income, you know, what are all those things going to provide to you as a source of income?
Well, what I got from some of that was that the plan itself, it's very important to have that written plan, but it's an evolving document. Like you said, 3 years from now, things are going to be different. We'll have to make probably some tweaks to the plan.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that to me makes absolutely no sense, and it is really what our industry does, which I think is kind of selfish, really, is they tell people, well, you know what, you should just take the dividends off of your investments, or you should just take the minimum withdrawal off of your investments, whether it's 3% or 4%. And that makes no sense to me, because here's how people go through retirement, is you have what I would term, if you're in our office, I sit down and we draw this out because we look at your retirement lifestyle. What stage are you in? How do you want to spend your money during that particular stage? Well, how long do we think that stage is going to last? And there's three stages. You've got your go-go year, your no-go year, and then your slow-go years. So go-go, no-go, slow-go. And your go-go years is when you're going to spend the most amount of money. But you can dial in, and so you have X amount of dollars. So, you know, you have a net worth, you have investments, you have retirement income, you have Social Security income, you have all those things. What we want to see happen is you dial in those dollars. And if you come in and visit with us, this is what we do. We dial in those dollars, say, okay, what do we want to take and spend during those go-go years? And how long are they going to last for? You know, maybe somebody's retiring at 65 and they say, well, you know what, 10 years, you know, go-go years. Well, we could literally withdraw 6% off of a investment portfolio, which our industry is saying, well, gee, you're going to run out of money. Well, yeah, but we're taking 6%. We're not going to take it forever. We're taking 6% for the first 10 years, and then we're going to take less because we're going to do a lot of stuff that first 10 years. You know, we're going to go to Europe. We're going to go on cruises. We're going to go to Hawaii. We're going to go south for the winter. You know, we're going to do all of these things that we've been saving this money to do. And so maybe we're going to spend $90,000 a year, you know, combined for the first 10 years, you know, Social Security, income off of investments, pensions, you know, whatever. But then from 75 to maybe 85, we're going to cut that way back. We're going to spend $60,000 a year, you know, or $50,000 a year. You know, that's a significant difference. And as long as you do the math and you plug in the numbers, you'll be able to see if I have a X amount of capital, I can spend X the first 5 years, Y the next 5 years, and then the next 5 years after that, what can I spend? And you come into numbers where you can maximize each one of those periods of time. Because I don't know a whole lot of people. There's a few out there, you know, and bless you for still being healthy and active in your 90s. But I don't know a whole lot of people that are in their, you know, late 80s and 90s that are doing a lot of world traveling anymore at that point.
Right. Right, exactly. Because who even wants to at that point?
Right. And so as long as you take care of the unexpected things that might come up, healthcare things, other emergencies, you know, you can dial in what you want to spend during those periods of time. Because in our industry, what they want you to do is accumulate as big of a nest egg as you can. And that's great for the financial industry because they get to manage your money and it is an ever-increasing pool of assets. It's great for your kids because they're going to inherit all of your money that you've worked so hard for, but it's really bad for you because you accumulated a whole lot of money and didn't get to enjoy it all. And I think if you talk to children, they're going to tell you that mom and dad spend everything. You earned it. You should spend it all.
Right.
That's pretty hard to do unless you know exactly, you know, what that date of you know, you want to spend your very last penny and take your last breath. You know exactly what that date is. That's pretty hard to do. But you can make some assumptions. You know, you can figure some things out, and it's just simply about the math. And, you know, if you go to our website at EFS4U.com, it lays out, that's called a time segmented distribution approach. In essence, it's taking your money and putting it into different buckets according to when you're going to spend it. And you can put X amount of dollars in the first bucket. You know, if you want to spend $2,000 a month for the next 5 years off of your investment to do traveling and that type of thing, that's pretty easy to figure out.
Yes, exactly.
You know, that's a little bit less than $120,000 because there'll be some income that's been generated off it. So maybe it's $110,000 and it's going to generate $2,000 a month. Okay, well then what do we spend after that? Well, 5 years from now, we're going to put in X amount of dollars because we want to continue spending X. Or we want to spend more over that next period of time or less over that next period of time. So you just allocate your dollars into that time segmented distribution and you can allocate it over a 25, 30 year retirement and put that money into each one of those individual buckets. And it identifies what money is going to be used when, where, and how.
And folks, if that sounds like something you'd like to begin the process, well, it starts with a phone call to Mark. In fact, why don't we invite folks to call now, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. 712-560-0360. 712-560-0360. You can always stop in our office. Masks are still required right now in our office, but you can stop in and, you know, set up an appointment. See if one of us is available to chat with you at that particular point in time. But our office is right across from Target, right next to Lowe's. You know, we've been in Sioux City for decades. We've got lots of resources to help you with. You know, just if you just got a couple questions you want to ask, you know, still give me a call. We'll answer those questions. You know, should you buy Bitcoin? Probably not. But, you know, any other questions? 712-560-0360.
Mark, as always, again, let me just remind folks that 712-560-0360. But again, Mark, as always, it's a pleasure to be here and always great information and important information for folks.
Yeah, and it's great to share, you know, with you guys. And you know, it surprises me how many people listen to this show, Steve, every Sunday. I don't get questions from everybody. I would like to because it helps me kind of direct my conversations because mm-hmm. I do sometimes, you know, bring that to the next show if people, you know, are concerned about a particular thing or what's going to happen with interest rates or what's going to happen with the markets or what's happening with tax laws. You know, I can kind of see where people's minds are going and I try to bring that information into something that's current and relevant.
And again, folks, if that's something that appeals to you, give Mark a call, 712-560-0360. Like you said, just drop by and Mark, let's drop by for everybody again next week. How about it?
Absolutely. We'll see y'all guys next week.
Coach P Radio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. EFS Group and the Securities America companies are unaffiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.